Hello, everyone. Anthony Crudelli here from the Lodestar Trading Community, and welcome to Futures Radio, sponsored by CME Group. Now, on last week's show, we had Trey Canepa on. Interesting show. Trey told us that he believes the U.S. is headed into a recession. He says no interest rate hikes this year or next year. He really said no interest rate hikes at all. He also believes that there is going to be more QE in 2016. And he also talks about why he is moving a larger percentage of his portfolio into cash and out of equities. Now, to listen to that episode, please visit our website, LodestarTC.com. Click on the Futures Radio tab, or you could visit iTunes and check out our iTunes podcast. Now, today, we have Tim McCourt. He is the Global Head of Equity Products at CME Group. Now, today, Tim and I, we're going to discuss how futures are more cost-efficient than ETFs. Tim will give us the key highlights from the third quarter. He's going to talk to us about some new products that CME has and what we should be looking at going forward in Q4 and beyond. And also, Tim will talk about the new relationship with the FTSE and the return of the Russell. So without further ado, Tim, we have you on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anthony, and thank you for having me.
Great to have you back. I remember our conversation when I knew that you were coming on again. I was thinking back about our last conversation, and, you know, you and I, we had talked about, you know, the ETFs versus futures. And you talked about in that episode, 7 out of 8 cases, futures are more cost efficient than ETFs. Now, talk to us a little bit about if you have any updated research on this topic.
Sure. And while we don't necessarily have an updated research report to follow on the big picture report that was published last March, we do have some interesting updates to share with your audience at this time. And as you mentioned and we discussed last time I was on the show, in the 7 out of 8 cases we analyzed in that report, futures are more cost effective than ETFs. And that covered the leveraged investor, the short seller, the international, and the more active investor. But the one scenario where futures were not more cost effective than ETFs was for this long-term buy and hold investor. Now, I want to kind of answer your question in two parts. The first, to understand what's changed about this report, where now futures are more cost effective than ETFs in 8 out of the 8 scenarios discussed in that report, we first must talk about what recently occurred with the recent September to December roll that wrapped up on September 18th. The most recent roll for the S&P 500, where investors and customers rolled out of SEP into December, it was the first time since 2012 that the implied financing rate of the roll was negative. It was the best levels for the cheapness of the roll that we saw since end of 2011 and early 2012. And what I mean by that is, to put it in perspective, is that the average weighted implied financing roll cost for September to December was LIBOR minus 10 basis points. The range for the most recent roll went from LIBOR plus 15 to LIBOR minus 20. That's an improvement of 30 basis points of financing from the assumption used in our big picture report published in March. So tying that back to the report, what does that mean? When the roll is cheap, it tends to favor the long-term buy and hold investor. In the report that was published last March, we had said for the long-term buy and hold investor around the one-year holding period, ETFs were about somewhere between 10 and 14 basis points cheaper, and that was tied to the assumption that it cost LIBOR plus 20 basis points to roll your futures. As I mentioned, the average spread for September to December roll was LIBOR minus 10 basis points. This 30 basis points of pickup in terms of implied financing or carry cost of the roll makes it such that for that same 12-month holding period, now futures are somewhere between 16 and 20 basis points cheaper when compared to the ETFs. And I think that's something that's worthwhile to note to the audience and something that we'll be keeping our eye on in the coming months and coming rolls.
Bottom line, at least from where I sit, is trade futures over ETFs. I think everyone knows that that's kind of where I stand. But let's jump in and let's talk about – we just closed the third quarter. I saw CME Group put out an infographic on key highlights. I'll tweet that later to our audience because I think it's important that everyone sees this. I would like for you to walk us through some of those key highlights for the quarter.
Sure, and I think what was interesting about the third quarter was it was also, from an equity market perspective, we saw the return of volatility. It's something that I think investors and market participants were waiting for, and we saw some uptick in volatility around August 21st and 24th. So the notable result of that increase in volatility in the market is that we had record options volume and some record futures volume around those days. To put it in perspective, on August 21st, we had a record option trading volume of 2.19 million contracts. That was up over 11% from the previous record. And on August 24th, the following Monday, it was the second biggest day in our options product history of 1.9 million contracts. So I think what's interesting to point out is that with the return of volatility and some outsized volume occurring in the market, customers continue to turn to our options on futures product when managing their S&P 500 volatility risk. On the futures side, also on August 24th, we had some notable records with respect to the Dow Jones $5 future with a record day of about 559,000 contracts and a record day of 240,000 contracts in our Nikkei Yen futures, our international product offering. So I think it's very exciting and encouraging to see that we are seeing the return of volatility and the corresponding return of volume to the CME Group Equity Index Products Complex. Additionally, looking at our select sector futures, which we've talked about before, are those 9 select sector indices that also track the same indices as the ETFs on, for example, healthcare, financials, industrials, et cetera. We had a record open interest in that complex on September 16th of over 71,000 contracts. So I think, tying that back to the ETF versus futures, when we're looking at sectors or options on futures, the growth that we're seeing in our complex demonstrated in the third quarter is very encouraging. I think this is a testament that customers continue to turn to CME Group when managing their equity risk.
So a consistent theme I hear as I talk with, several people from CME, traders, options volume continues to grow. And I think that's, as traders, we understand that with volatility, the constant movement that we have been seeing, hedging positions and just options in general just sound like they just keep growing. Now, I want to talk about some new product fronts here. We talked about in the talking topics a new relationship with the FTSE and also the return of the Russell. So let's talk about, if you could, what are the new products and what are you looking at during Q4 and beyond?
Sure, and I'm very excited to talk about this partnership. As your viewers have seen, as your listeners have seen, that in early August, CME Group and FTSE Russell Indices entered into a new long-term partnership. And what I'm excited about this, as you mentioned, was this is the return of the Russell Index family to CME Group, and it's a new foray, a broader partnership entered into with the FTSE Index portfolio as well. The Russell 2000 will be returning to CME Group in the summer of 2017 on an exclusive basis. But before that, we also will be bringing some products to market that I'm very excited about as a result of the recent partnership between FTSE Indices and Russell Indices that occurred in 2014. Recently, on September 21st, we launched the Russell 1000 contracts on the 1000, the 1000 Growth, and the 1000 Value. And just this past week, we launched 3 new contracts where we launched both a dollar and sterling version of the FTSE 100 index future and the FTSE China 50 index future on this past Monday. In January, we actually have plans to introduce futures contracts on the FTSE Emerging Market Index, as well as the FTSE Developed Europe Index. So what I'm excited about this partnership that CME Group and FTSE Russell Indices have entered into is that it not only combines our strengths from the U.S. marketplace and the historic innovation of Russell Indices with the legacy of CME Group, it also adds a very strong international element from the FTSE side of the FTSE Russell portfolio. And as demonstrated with the products we're bringing to market for the FTSE 100, the FTSE China 50, and the FTSE Emerging Market, I think these are things that the market will welcome because these will be CFTC-approved futures and sometimes the first future for that index in the marketplace.
Just more and more signs that we're becoming a global market every day, every month, every year. Let's dig a little deeper into these products, right? And let's talk about why are they relevant for our listeners?
It's a great question. And I think that's the one thing that we're excited about here at CME Group is it's not only the return of the Russell 2000 in 2017, but it's also these new index products that we're bringing to market in the near-term future. So, for example, if we look at how this could be beneficial to your customers, on this past Monday, on October 12th, we launched the FTSE China 50 E-mini future. That is the index that tracks those companies incorporated in China but trade on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, so effectively the H shares that trade. The ETF that tracks that same index is FXI. That ETF has about between $6 billion and $7 billion in assets under management, but trades about 30 million shares a day. That's somewhere between $1.1 and $1.3 billion a day of value traded for the second half of 2015. When you think about the symbiotic relationship between ETFs and futures, as well as the cash market, the fact that we're introducing a future on this index, which is already a vibrant and active ETF, is very interesting. We've talked about before and on the last show the inherent benefits of futures over ETFs with respect to leverage or margin offsets, that I think is something where we're excited about bringing this to market, because we can not only tap into the arbitrage opportunities between the ETF and the index future, but we also provide a different access point to that market with respect to being a U.S.-based futures contract. Very similar for the FTSE Emerging Market Index, which has the ETF VWO associated to the same index, which is a $40 billion AUM-based ETF and trades about 20 million shares a day, somewhere between $700 and $800 million a day in the second half of 2015. So I think it's very exciting when you think about how futures fit into the ecosystem from that perspective, that we're introducing these futures to the marketplace. I think the second thing that is interesting about these products coming to market are the flexible execution we'll be offering market participants and the ease of access. So with respect to ease of access, I was just kind of hinting at it, where if you think about how someone would access the Hong Kong stock market to replicate the FTSE China 50, or how someone would need to trade across 22 emerging countries to replicate the FTSE emerging market, they can now achieve that index exposure through a traditional U.S.-listed broad-based index future that trades on CME. I think that's immensely powerful for our customers, and the 24 hours of trading that we offer on our Globex platform, plus all the other benefits associated with trading at CME Group, will now be available on these multi-country as well as regional and country-specific indices out of the FTSE portfolio. I think the other thing is with respect to flexible execution. This is not necessarily just an order book-based product where customers can only access these on our Globex trading platform. We also will have blocks available, as well as our BTIC mechanism, which stands for Basis Trade Index at Close, such that investors and market participants can get the official closing level of these global indices in futures form. These contracts are also all EFP eligible. So going back to my comments a few moments ago with respect to FXI and VWO, that these same way U.S. market participants and global market participants are using the EFP mechanism for S&P and NASDAQ, they can now use that for the ETF versus these futures. I think these are immensely powerful tools for our customers and for your listeners that they can use to manage not only their risk, but also their balance sheet and how they access their global benchmarks. And I think the third point I just want to hit on, just to make sure your listeners are aware, is that these futures, as they're listed, are fully compatible with the existing CME Group infrastructure, meaning they're automatically entitled to the margin offsets. So just to paint this picture, and our margin offsets are always subject to change, and I encourage your listeners to always check CMEGroup.com for the most up-to-date margin offsets, but the E-mini S&P 500 and the Russell 1000 E-mini future have about a 90% margin offset, and there's the rest of the major indices against the Russell, against the NASDAQ, mid-cap, and Dow have somewhere in the mid-80% range for margin offset. Now, looking at the international products, the FTSE Sterling contract, for example, has a margin offset in the mid to high 60% range against the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ. And the FTSE China 50 has about a 30% margin offset against our dollar-based Nikkei contract. So this is something that is very empowering to our customers, where the margin offsets are not limited to just the U.S. ecosystem, but now offer the same flexibility and ability to optimize their capital in such a way for the international products to the same extent they've always done for the U.S. products.
Well, Tim, great discussion today. Now, I'm going to leave you with this one final question because I know that you're busy. I want to know, where can our listeners get other updates from you guys in the future?
It's a very important question, right, because we have talked about a lot of things, and these are very fluid things, whether the product launches or how the products are performing in the market or how we can even better and continue to explain some of the benefits that customers can enjoy. We encourage your listeners to view the information on our LinkedIn page, our Twitter handle, and always visit CMEGroup.com website for the most up-to-date information, and that's the destinations we will be updating as we provide some of this additional color and research that we've talked about so far.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I look forward to having you back on the future. Thanks again, Tim.
Thank you for having me, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Remember, everyone, go to LodestarTC.com. Get on our email list. This way you'll know when the shows are going to be posted, who the upcoming guests are, and then what topics we will be talking about. And I remind you every episode, this show is for you. This show is for traders. We want this to be part of your routine. That's why we want you to participate. Follow me on Twitter, at Anthony Credelli. Use the hashtag Futures Radio. Post questions, make comments, suggest shows, and also suggest potential guests. Before I let you go, I want you to remember the three words that I think about every day before I begin to trade on my machine. Preparation, anticipation, execution. Take care, everyone, and trade well.